say amen.
Amen.
Church, say amen again.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him.
Yes.
Look upon his face. There to see forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares have passed. I'm home at last. I'm home at last. Ever to rejoice. That's going to be a good thing, isn't it? Cares have passed, and I am home at last. You know, every now and then, most days, I leave early in the morning, and it's dark when I leave. And most of the time, when I get back, it's dark. And I pull into that garage, and I start walking up that door, walking up those steps and walking the door, and my kids are usually excited to see me. Usually. No, they're always excited to see me. But I when I get there, sometimes I sit down just for a second and I just breathe out. And I think to myself, home at last. Goodness gracious, all the things that I might have experienced throughout the day, it seems to just be okay when I get home. And that's a wonderful thing for the Christian. Because we will experience and have experienced some rough days. But there'll be a time where we'll get to glory. And we'll be able to sit in our mansion or slide down the streets of gold, whichever you decide. And you'll be able to just take a breath of relief and say, I'm home at last. I think I sing that song just about every day. Just about every day. And I always get stuck. Sometimes I sing just that part. Home at last, ever to rejoice. Home at last, ever to rejoice. I can sing, home at last, ever to rejoice. That just makes me feel good. Home at last, ever to rejoice. I'm looking forward to seeing some people that have gone on to the other side of life. And I'm looking forward to sharing and hearing about their experiences in paradise. And I'm just happy that I'm going to be happy to be home at last. And I'm glad that the Brother Pryor sang that song because it fits along what we are going to study today. And I'm thankful for Brother Pryor, Brother Shelton, and Brother Clemens for helping us and leading us prior to me getting on up here. And I just think it's important for us to discuss life. If you would turn your Bibles, I won't hold you long, but if you would turn your Bibles, I say that every Sunday though. I won't hold you long. I won't hold you long. Sometimes I tell the truth too. Sometimes I do. I don't tell the truth. But if you would look at 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, the 6th verse, 7th verse, it says, throw all your anxieties onto him because he cares about you. Another text may say, cast your burdens unto the Lord because he cares for you. Some say, cast your cares upon to the Lord because he cares for you. But the premise, the idea is that we need to give God all that we have that we struggle with because he cares for us. Amen. From this verse, I want to offer you up a topic, when Christians suffer. And I find myself, I didn't know I was going to be emotional today, but I'm emotional. I don't know where that came from, but I'm emotional right now, so y'all going to have to bear with me. But I want to talk about the concept of when Christians suffer. Often we talk about salvation, but we very rarely talk about suffering. We often love to talk about heaven. But very rarely do we talk about heartache. But what we find out is that there is a percentage of our life in which we have to overcome suffering. We go through some things. And those things may vary. But we go through a number of different things in our life, and they cause us to suffer. But what I've learned is because we don't spend a lot of time talking about suffering, we don't know what to do when we begin to suffer. See, we can look forward to heaven, and we all need to be looking forward to getting to heaven. We all need to be working towards our soul salvation. We all need to be bringing people into the fold of God. We all need to be doing those things, but what do we do when we suffer? We use the scripture, Psalms 30 and 5. Weeping may endure for a night, but what? But joy cometh in the morning. And I agree 100% with that scripture. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. But the question that we need to answer is, what do we do at night? What do we do at night? How do we get through the night? We know joy is coming in the morning, but the night is still the night. The night still hurts. The night still causes us pain. The night still brings tears to our eyes. The night still causes us to grieve. So yes, we need to look forward to the morning, but what do we do at night? And when I thought about this scripture and when I thought about this topic, I thought to myself, we don't help people enough get through the night. We always tell them to be optimistic because joy is coming in the morning. That's a good thing, don't you? You've been through some things. You've been through some stuff in life, and you shared what you were sharing in life, and you shared what you were going through in life, maybe with a brother or a sister in Christ, and you share with it, and they give you a response. They say, oh, brother, it's going to be all right. Oh, brother, God's going to fix it. Oh, brother, joy comes in the morning. Oh, brother, suffer or troubling don't last always. We've heard those things. And sometimes you hear that stuff and you want to say, hush, be quiet. I don't want you to tell me about joy coming in the morning. I want you to tell me, how do I get through the night? What do we do when we suffer? I thought, you know, one thing about being in church leadership is that you get a chance to hear what people are going through. Sometimes you get a chance to pray with them. You get a chance to get the late night calls. You get a chance to respond to the emails, or you get the messages at the end of the day. And let me just be honest, Heart Street Church of Christ, we have people that are in here that are suffering. They're suffering. And they don't want to know about the morning. They want to know, how do I get through the night? And there is a way to get through the night. And there's a way in what God will do with us in the night. And there's a way in which we can help people make it through the night. But in order for us to do it, First Peter says, cast your cares unto the Lord. I know that's a common scripture, but I want us to dig into that scripture, and I want us to look at the pronouns that are used. The Bible says, cast whose cares? Yours. Your cares. And the reason why I want to take a little time and look at just that part is because it's important for us to understand that God deals with us individually. It does not say cast your mama's cares. It does not say cast the church's cares. It does not say cast your children's cares. It says cast your cares, which means if God has a scripture, if there's a scripture in the Bible that says cast your cares, that means that God expects for every last one of us to do that individually. Well, if God expects for every last one of us to do that individually, that must mean, and this is a good time, this is where you want to shout. That must mean if God wants you to individually cast your cares, that he is going to individually deal with your problem. I'm so glad that when I call on God, he don't deal with all of Heart Street. I need him to deal with Darwin. Just Darwin. And the thing about God is, God knows who you are. Somebody go to John 10. John 10. And the reason we got to drive this thing home, because sometimes we struggle to cast our cares on the Lord, because we struggle to understand the way that God is going to respond to us. We struggle. We sometimes forget that God doesn't deal with us corporately, but he deals with us individually. Turn the Bible to John 10 and verse 3. Somebody read that I'll read that on out loud. What does it say there?
To him the porter openeth.
Uh huh.
And the sheep hear his voice.
Yes.
And he calleth his own sheep.
Yes.
By name.
Yes.
And leadeth them out.
Yes. The Bible says he calls his sheep by name. You know what that means, don't you? That means he knows his sheep. That means he knows who you are. When we cast our cares, when we suffer, it's important for us to know that God knows us. You're not hearing me. It's important for us to know that God knows you. He knows you. There's some things that my family might struggle with, and I want God to deal with my whole family. But then there's some things that Darwin struggled with, and I don't want God to be thinking about Kayla when I'm dealing with Darwin. I love Kayla. That's my wife. And I love what she does in my life. But I need to know that when I'm calling God, that he's not thinking about Darwin and Kayla. He's just thinking about Darwin. That's a point that we got to bring into our hearts. At nighttime, if we're going to cast our cares, it's important for us to understand that God knows who we are. He does. He knows it all the time. You know, you've read the story of Zacchaeus, right? In Luke 19, Jesus was preaching, and it says that a man, he was a tax collector, went up into the tree to see Jesus. And the Bible doesn't say, Jesus said, hey, man, in the tree. He doesn't say that, does he? What does it say? He says what? Zacchaeus, get down here. He knew who Zacchaeus was. Go to Matthew 6. And you go to Matthew 6, 25 and 26, because it's important. We got to understand that if we want to make it through the night, we got to learn how to call on God. But not only do we got to learn how to call on God, we got to have confidence that God knows exactly who we are. If you go to Matthew 6, verse 25, Brother Jones, what's that say?
Therefore I say unto you,
yeah?
Take no thought for your life,
yeah?
What you shall eat,
yeah?
What you shall drink,
right? Right?
What you shall put on,
right?
Is not the life more than meat?
Yeah.
And the body than raiment?
Yeah. And then what does it say there? What verse 26 say?
Behold the fowls of the air.
Yeah.
For they sow not.
Uh-huh.
Neither do they reap.
Right.
Nor gather into barns.
Right.
Yet your heavenly Father.
Stop. Stop. They sow not, neither they reap. But who?
Your heavenly Father.
Who?
Your heavenly
Father.
Feedeth them.
Listen to what he says. He doesn't say, but God feedeth them. He says, your heavenly Father. What does that mean? God knows you. God knows you. My daughter would be offended if I said, hey, pretty girl sitting about three rows back, come here. Right? Even though I gave her a compliment, I said, hey, pretty girl, what she want me to say? Darren. Darren is her name. That's my child. I know her. When Darren is going through something, if Darren gets up in the middle of the night, and she calls on daddy, I don't go upstairs to her room as if I don't know who she is. She didn't even have to call my name. Did y'all know that? We got a little monitor in the room. And I hear her and Levi. Her mama sleep real hard, but I don't. But I hear her and Levi, and sometimes she'll start coughing. She's still asleep, but she coughing. And I'll be asleep, and I'm downstairs, and I'll hear her cough, and I'll get up, and when I get to go to respond to her, I don't get up to go say, let me see whose child's upstairs coughing, see what's wrong with her. I get upstairs and I move quickly. And the reason why I move quickly, not because I'm going to go see a little child, I'm going to go see my child. What do you do at night? Call on God. What does he do? He comes to see you. Yeah, joy comes in the morning. But at nighttime, I need to know that God comes to see me. He ain't coming to see just everybody in Hart Street. He coming to see me. I'm sick. I'm struggling. I'm broke. I'm dealing with mental depression. I'm dealing with mental illness. I'm dealing with a bad wife. I'm dealing with a bad husband. I'm dealing with, so I don't want him to start corporately giving me blessings. I need God to come see me. And that's exactly what he does. Isn't that awesome? So we're trying to figure out, how do we get through the night? We got to have faith in God. Let me tell you, guess what else we can do with the night? The Bible says that we are one body with many parts. Let me help you. One body with many parts. The first thing that we have to do to make it through the night is that we got to call on God. And we got to throw our cares, our anxiety on him. And then know that he's going to respond because he's my heavenly Father. The second thing that we got to do is that we got to be able to call on the rest of the body. See, when I'm struggling, if I'm one body with many parts, when one part of the body hurts, the other part of the body hurts. And when one part of the body suffers, the rest of the part of the body suffers. I didn't quite understand this, even though I read it my whole life. It was a few years back. My mother was very sad. Went over to the house, and she was weeping. Crying, just crying like a baby. And I went in and I was disturbed. Mama, what's wrong? Mama, what's going on? And she said to me, Sister so-and-so just lost her husband. And my mama was crying like she had lost her husband. You see, you follow me? But what I was understanding is that my mother was feeling the pain of the sister who lost her husband, as if she had lost her own, because that part of the body was hurting. So she knew, since that sister was in the body, that it was impossible for her to hurt and she not hurt. Y'all follow me? So she had to activate. When pain comes, it activates the grace of our brothers and sisters. And what should happen is that in the middle of the night, when things go wrong for your life, God is going to take your burdens. But what else should happen is that the rest of the church should be activated. Let me show you what this looks like. Okay. Come here, brother. Come here, Brother Jones, Brother Proud, Brother Proud, Brother Solomon. All y'all come here. This is what it should look like. This is how we get through the night. I'm hurt. Y'all got me? I'm hurt, but because I'm a body, I don't hurt alone. You understand? My ankle hurt. You know what that means? My quad and my hamstrings start to work better. I got a friend here. He's a physical trainer. Ain't that right, Jeff? Yeah, the rest of your body started to work. So this is what should happen. I'm hurt. You come here. You come here. You come here, Brother Jones. Come on. Y'all come in. Now, when I'm down, it's nowhere in the world that I should be able to fall. I'm going to make it through the night. Why? Because if I start to fall, what happens? Everybody holds me up. And when I start to move, everybody moves together. You understand? So I know that I'm weak. But guess what? I started off with 1, 2 legs. Now I got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 legs trying to get through the same journey. Now, what else happens, okay? Brother Proud weak. Get on there, Brother Proud. You weak now. I do the same thing. You follow me? Why? Because his body is my body. My body is his body. His body is his body. Brother Joe's body is Brother Proud's body. So whenever I struggle, Whenever he struggles, whenever Brother Prendergast struggles, I jump into activation. My grace goes into overdrive because I realize that when he struggles, it's my chance to step up. We trying to make it through the night by ourselves. That's not the way that God designed it. God designed it so when weeping endures for the night, everybody's weeping. Everybody's struggling. But everybody is activated to meet the needs of the other. Thank you, good brothers. Ain't they good brothers? We can't figure out how to make it through the night because we're looking in the wrong places. See, in order for me to make it, I got to know that God knows me. But I also got to know that my brother and my sister know me. And I have to trust that they're going to come and stand guard. See, joy does come in the morning. And guess what happens in the morning time? Everybody show up. Everybody show up in the morning. Everybody show up in the morning. It's the nighttime when you struggle. I'm just talking about myself. Sometimes I go through some stuff in my heart and in my mind, and I wake up in the middle of the night, and I just pray. And sometimes my prayer is, I show, Lord, please hurry up and let this sun come up. I'm talking about the physical sun. I just want to see the day. Now, my problem might not even be better in a day. But why do I like to see the day? Because at 3 o'clock in the morning, everybody sleep. In daytime, Kayla get up, Levi start smiling, Darren get up, phone start ringing, daddy call, mama call. Why? It's daytime. Everybody shows up in the morning. But when I know I'm doing okay, and when I really need is when I'm going through at night. I need for when my nighttime comes, for everybody to be there right there with me. Because I can't make it through nighttime by myself. Now, we know trouble don't last always. It doesn't. But it sure seems like it when you're in it, don't it? Yeah, we know that sickness comes in the body and then it leaves. But when you're sick, you're sick. And the problem is that when we're sick, we don't have nobody to call on. One, because we forget that Jesus, that God, knows us individually. And then secondly, even when we know God knows us individually, when we suffer, it just seems like a lonely place. Anybody ever been lonely? That's a feeling that a child of God should never feel in the house of God. Why? Because I got brothers and sisters that pick me up when I'm lonely. See, I can be in a room full of people and still be lonely. Guess what I know? There's some people in this audience right now that's lonely. You might be rubbing elbows with one. You might be the lonely one. But what I'm trying to tell you is that we are here to help you through the night. See, because what happens so many times, we fuss about, oh, brother, sister went away. Brother went away. He lost his faith. He did that. He did this. He living outside of God. He don't believe in the Lord no more. All of those type of things. And the reason why, oh, their marriage falling apart. Oh, their kid's crazy. Oh, he locked up. We do all of that type of stuff, and we start talking about everything that everybody else did wrong. And the only thing that we need to do to help them was to be there at night. Be there at night. Be there at night. I remember in college, I was struggling with some stuff. My own stuff. And I don't even want to deal with why you suffering. Because that don't even matter right now. It don't matter. Some of the stuff that we suffer for is our own fault. But that ain't what I don't care whose fault it is. We're just dealing with the suffering. But in my situation, I was the reason while I was struggling. And I was in my apartment. Best friend was there, struggling, trying to get it right. I don't know if he knew it or not, But that night, we played PlayStation all night long. And I'm trying to tell you, during that time, all I needed, I didn't need him to say nothing to me. I didn't need him to, I wanted to pray with me. I just needed him to sit with me throughout the night. And boy, I tell you, I got through that thing, and I don't know if we played PlayStation throughout the night for 2 weeks on purpose, or God sent him there on purpose, but I know that what I needed was in the night. Yeah. Same thing happened to me when I got out of college. I was struggling with something, and my daddy called me. I called my daddy, and I said, Daddy, I'm struggling with this issue. And he said, well, let's pray about it. And I said, okay. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. And my mama knew when she answered the phone that it was, I wanted to talk to daddy. She said, I said, hello. I said, mama. She said, you okay? I said, yeah. She said, here your daddy. She knew who I wanted to talk to. Well, my daddy said, let's pray about it. I said, okay. We prayed about it. I hung the phone. I felt a little better, but the prayer hadn't sunk in yet. And I'm still sitting there. Laying in my bed, eyes wide open. And then I heard. And I said, who in the world knocking on my door at 2 o'clock in the morning? So I ran to the door. I peeked through the peephole. I looked. It was my daddy. He got in that joker. He said, how you doing? I said, I'm doing about the same I was 15 minutes ago when we prayed. He said, let's get some rest. I said, all right, let's get some rest. He said, well, let's pray again. We prayed again. Lord have mercy. I got in that bed. My daddy lay right there next to me. Yeah, he did. And I knew at that point in time I was going to make it. And the reason why I knew wasn't because of the prayer that he had done. It was because of his presence in my life in the middle of the night. We got to help each other get through the night. I know it without a shadow of a doubt that some of us are in the middle of night. And I'm asking the rest of us to stand up, activate your grace, and get close to your brother and sister so you can make it through the night. And the good thing about it is, oh, you better believe if my daddy ever called me at 2 o'clock in the morning. If my daddy ever called me at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm coming. I'm coming. You know why I'm coming? Because he showed me grace. And now I got to return the favor. We should never be alone. Jesus stood alone so that we could stand together. Isn't that awesome? The only time, the only person that needed to stand by himself was Jesus. He went to the cross by himself so that you and I can stand together. Isn't that awesome? What did he do? He died on the cross. But he got up. Oh, and when he got up on fire. He got up with all power in his hands. And I know people say, well, you know, he got up with all power. I said, let me tell you something. When he went down, he had all power. But he got up with more. He got up with all the power he needed to get us where we need to be. And because he stood, hung, bled, and down the cross by himself and got up, when I stand up and I feel like I'm carrying my cross, somebody's there with me. He didn't leave me here by myself. He left me here to get help through the night. If you're going through your night today, we're here to help you. Know that God knows you. He knows you, Brother Pendergrass. Yeah, Sip, he knows you. Jeff, he knows you. He don't just know about you. He knows you. Know that he knows you, and he's coming. But he's not coming as if he doesn't know you. He's coming as your heavenly Father. And also know that we're here. And I'm saying we're here because I believe that we're here. And I know that sometime we is going to be you, because sometimes you're going to be the person that needs the help. You ain't going to always be the helper. But we're here for each other. If you're going through your night and you want help, yep, joy comes in the morning. But let's get through the night. When Christians suffer, we help them. Yeah, trouble don't last always, but they last sometimes. And the Christian needs to know how to get through the un-always trouble and make it through the night. You can do that right now as we stand and sing the song of invitation.